Thank you for calling. This lesson is designed to deal with problems faced by many people. How can we know God exists, and how do we answer questions raised by skeptics and atheists about the Bible? We hope you will listen to this message with an open mind, and if you have questions or would like to hear more, we hope you will write us. An address will be given at the end of the lesson. The kangaroo, an example of God's design. Each of us, as we look at a living thing, is faced with a basic question about the origin of that kind of living structure. We either must believe that it is a result of a long series of singularly beneficial accidents, as Julian Huxley once said, or we must accept the idea as presented in the Genesis account, that an intelligent, thinking, planning God designed and created each living thing with its peculiar functions and its unique systems and living form. The Bible is replete with examples of claims of intelligence on the part of God in planning living things. In the 19th Psalm, we are told that the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. In the book of Romans, beginning with the 20th verse of the first chapter, we are told that the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power in Godhead, so that unbelief is without excuse. It's a rather strong statement to say that a person is without excuse if they do not believe in God. And yet it is my conviction, and I believe the conviction of anyone who has studied this subject in depth, that when you look at various living things, you can see such intelligence and such planning and such design that it cannot rationally be attributed to chance. In this example, we'd like to examine an animal known as the kangaroo. The kangaroo is different than you, especially in its birth. When you were born with your eyes and your ears and your nose and your arms and your legs. You had everything. You didn't really know how to use it very well, but it was all there. On the other hand, when a baby kangaroo is born, it has only been conceived about 3 weeks ago. This small fetus, this embryo, this very small infant, which is a long way from being able to function in the world, is actually born into the world blind, without ears, and without the massive hind legs that will characterize it later in its life. As a matter of fact, all it has to move itself around are two small hooks where the front legs will later be. And in that helpless condition, this small embryo must travel 10 times its body length up the stomach of his mother. He must find the top of her pouch and open that pouch and crawl down inside and find the nipple where he'll draw his nourishment for the next several months. And all of this is done without his mother's aid. Now, it should be obvious that the chances of survival in such a journey with no sensory organs and with very limited locomotion is relatively small. But in God's wisdom and design and planning, there has been a provision made to take care of this problem. If the first kangaroo brought into the world does not successfully make the journey into his mother's pouch, another one will be born in a matter of a few weeks, and without another fertilization. You see, there is another embryo, there is another baby waiting inside the mother to be born if the first one doesn't make it to the mother's pouch. But if the first one does make it into the mother's pouch, the second one, the one that is still inside the mother, will go into sort of a hibernation and will stay there until the first one is clear of the pouch before it comes into the world. There is always a baby waiting in the wings to be born in case the first one meets with disaster in the perilous journey from its point of birth to the mother's pouch. Now, if we have some engineers listening to this program, I'm sure that you engineers probably think that you thought up the first backup system. But here is a backup system of incredible complexity, which far preceded the efforts of man. It's important, even for those of us who are not engineers and perhaps do not understand the technical things of matter to a great extent, a real backup system requires an incredible amount of engineering. It is the most difficult kind of thing to engineer. And yet, here in God's creation, we see an animal with a backup system that defies the imagination of man. To attribute such a unique and incredible system to chance, to try to suggest that somehow by a series of accidents, that such an incredibly complex system which is designed to back up another very involved system could occur by chance is beyond any rational, intelligent thought. Clearly, there is design. Design that cannot be attributed to chance. And if there is design, then there must be a designer. There are countless intuitive examples that can be given concerning the lack of reasonableness in assuming that all these things could happen by accident. We hope you'll consider many of these, not only through this particular series of studies, but as you look around you at the world in which you live.
The message